Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we try to take some pretty big ideas and, well, make them easier to grasp, giving you the core stuff without feeling totally overloaded.
Exactly. And today, we're diving into something that might be, you know, completely new for some of you listening.
Yeah, maybe you're coming at this from a totally different perspective, perhaps even an atheistic one. That's totally fine.
Right. Our aim is really just to explore this key idea from one Buddhism called Ilwon Sang. It started in Korea, about 100 years back.
Yeah, and we want to unpack it in a way that hopefully connects with you wherever you're coming from. Think of it less like a sermon, more like exploring an interesting viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. It's not about converting anyone, just understanding a concept.
So Ilwon Sang, it's really like central to one Buddhism. A simple way to maybe think about it.
Yeah.
Imagine your phone's operating system, like Android or iOS.
All right.
It's the basic thing everything else runs on, right? Well, Ilwon Sang is kind of presented like that, like the fundamental operating system for, well, the universe.
Yeah.
And for us.
That's a great analogy. And what's interesting is one Buddhism starts with this image, this symbol, often just a simple circle, the Ilwon Sang, rather than, you know, complex rules first.
A visual starting point.
Yeah. And we're drawing these ideas directly from their main text, the Zhongzhen. It's like their foundational guide.
Got it. Okay, so let's jump in. We're focusing on three core aspects of Ilwon Sang from the Zhongzhen: the truth, the faith, and the practice.
And we'll try to keep it engaging, maybe show how these ideas could even, you know, pop up in your own life.
Right. Let's start with the foundation then, the truth of Ilwon Sang.
This is really the bedrock, the starting point for everything else.
And the Zhongzhen puts it pretty powerfully. It says, Ilwon, one circle, is the source of all things in the universe, the essence of all beings, the place free from distinctions of big or small, existence or non-existence, and the place unchanging amidst birth and death.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot packed in there.
Definitely.
Okay, let's break that down a bit. First, source of all things. That's huge. It's basically saying it's the ultimate origin point.
Like where everything begins.
Exactly. Think of a giant tree, all those branches, leaves, everything. It all comes from that hidden root system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ilwon Sang is presented as that root for, well, everything. Stars, oceans, us, animals. Everything stems from this one source.
Okay, so it's the origin point. But then it says the essence of all beings. That sounds more personal. Like it's not just out there.
Precisely. It's suggesting this source isn't just some external thing.
Right.
It's also the fundamental core of you. Your essence, my essence, everyone's.
Ah, okay. Like we saw that Wi-Fi analogy. We're all on different phones or laptops doing different things.
But all connected to the same network underneath.
Yeah.
That's the idea. We share this fundamental nature, this Ilwon Sang.
Interesting. And what about that part? Free from distinctions. Big or small, exists or doesn't exist. What's that getting at?
Well, think about how much we categorize things.
Yeah.
Good, bad, important, unimportant, right, wrong. We make these judgments constantly.
That happens all the time. Arguments, opinions.
Exactly. This part suggests that Ilwon Sang, this fundamental reality, is beyond those kinds of human labels and divisions. It just is. Like the ocean accepting every river, big or small, clean or muddy, it doesn't judge. It just incorporates.
Hmm. Okay. An underlying unity that doesn't really care about our labels. So, okay, let's connect this. How could understanding this truth, actually matter to someone listening like today?
Well, one potential impact is on how you view yourself and maybe more importantly, other people. If you start to really consider that deep down, we all share the same source, the same essence.
It might change how you interact.
It could. It might naturally lead to a bit more empathy, maybe more understanding. Think about when you're in a conflict or just feeling frustrated with someone.
Yeah.
Remembering this idea of a shared core, this underlying unity, it could maybe help you step back, take a breath, approach it with a little more calm, perhaps. See it from a bigger perspective.
Instead of just reacting in the moment, it makes you wonder, yeah, if our immediate judgments miss something deeper.
It's definitely food for thought.
Okay, so that's the truth. The source, the shared essence beyond our usual boxes. Let's move to the second idea. The faith in Ilwon Sang. Sounds like it's more than just nodding along.
Oh, definitely. It's not just intellectual agreement. The Zhongzhen defines it like this.
Yeah.
To believe in the truth of Ilwon Sang as the source of all things, as the essence of all beings.
Mm-hmm.
This is the faith in Ilwon Sang.
Right. See, that word believe, it sounds active.
It is. It implies a deeper conviction. It's about this truth becoming central to how you actually live, how you see things. Not just a concept you know, but something you trust in.
Okay, trust. Yeah. Like Remember that video game analogy we saw? To play well, you have to trust the game's rules, its internal logic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So faith here is like trusting this Il Wan Sang principle as the underlying logic for navigating life.
That's a really good way to put it, yeah. It provides a different framework. Think about getting a bad grade, like in the exam.
Okay, yeah, relatable, not fun.
The immediate thought might be, ugh, I'm terrible at this, or I'm just not smart enough, that kind of negative self-talk.
Sure.
But if you approach it with this faith in Il Wan Sang, you remember this idea of your inherent clear essence. That core part of you isn't defined by one grade.
So the failure isn't you.
Exactly. It's an event, a setback, maybe an opportunity to learn or try differently next time. But your fundamental worth, that clear essence, remains intact. It kind of shifts the focus from I am a failure to I experienced a setback.
That's a significant shift in perspective. And I guess that connects back to seeing others differently, too. If you believe everyone has that same core essence.
Absolutely. It fosters connection. If you genuinely hold that belief, seeing someone else struggle, well, it becomes harder to see them as completely separate or other.
You might feel more empathy.
Yeah, it makes empathy and maybe offering support feel more natural. Because you recognize on some level their struggle isn't fundamentally disconnected from your own potential experiences. We're all sort of in it together, sharing this essence.
Okay, so faith is moving from just knowing the idea to really believing it in your core, letting it build inner confidence and also like outward kindness.
You got it. It's that internal shift. And that shift naturally points towards the third piece.
The practice of Il Wan Sang, making it real.
Exactly. Because understanding and believing are crucial steps. But the real question is, how does it show up day to day?
Right. Like learning soccer, you can know all the rules, but you won't get better unless you actually, you know, kick the ball around.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
So the Zhongzhang describes the practice like this. While believing in the truth of Il Wan Sang, take it as the model for practice to know, cultivate, and use your mind, which is perfectly complete and impartially selfless. This is the practice of Il Wan Sang.
Okay, know, cultivate, and use your mind. Sounds like practical steps.
It is, and we can break them down with some everyday examples, stuff that's relevant now. First step, know.
Know your mind.
Basically, yeah. Become aware of that clear, calm essence within you. Recognize it. Like the example of getting angry.
Yeah.
Instead of just being swept away by the anger, you pause and you know or recognize, okay, anger is here, but my true nature, my core mind, is actually bigger and calmer than this feeling.
Acknowledging the feeling without letting it define you completely, like seeing the storm clouds but knowing the clear sky is still there.
Exactly that. So that's know. The second step is cultivate.
Like tending a garden?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the ongoing work of training your heart and mind to be clearer, kinder, more aligned with that essence you've come to know. It requires effort.
So what does that look like practically?
Well, things like consciously practicing patience when your sibling is being annoying or really trying to listen to understand someone's point of view, even if you totally disagree.
Small, deliberate efforts.
Mm-hmm. Like mental or emotional exercises that build that muscle of clarity and kindness.
Okay. No, cultivate. And the last one was use.
Right. This is where you put that cultivated mind into action out in the world.
Mm.
It's applying the clarity and kindness you've nurtured.
So examples like actually being kind to your family, not just thinking about it, or helping out a classmate who's struggling.
Yes. Or even something as simple as offering a genuine smile to someone on the street who looks down. It's taking that internal state and expressing it through your interactions.
It sounds like the practice isn't necessarily about huge dramatic actions then.
Not at all. It's really built on those small, everyday choices. The intention you set in the morning to be a bit more patient. The effort to truly listen when a friend is sharing something important. Those are the building blocks.
Okay, so let's recap this deep dive into Il Wan Sang. We've got the truth, that fundamental source, our shared essence.
The faith, that deep internal trust and belief in that truth, shaping how we see things.
And finally, the practice actively knowing, cultivating, and using our minds daily to live out that truth and faith.
And pulling it all together is this core message of really profound interconnectedness. That you, me, everyone, we're linked by this shared essence, this Il Wan Sang.
And that inside each of us, there's this inherent potential, this clear, vast nature.
Right. It's like that idea of Il Wan Sang being a seed already inside your heart.
Yeah, I like that. And if you nurture it through understanding, belief, practice,
it can grow, leading to maybe a richer life for yourself and also having a more positive ripple effect on others.
That core teaching really sums it up. You, me, and the whole world, we're all one.
It's a simple phrase, but it holds a lot, doesn't it?
It does. So maybe for you listening, just try one small thing today inspired by this. Could be anything, taking a moment to genuinely thank someone, or maybe just pausing before reacting in a stressful situation.
Make it tangible. Yeah. See how it feels in your own experience.
And, you know, if this sparked any questions or curiosity, definitely feel free to explore it more. This was just scratching the surface.
Absolutely. It's a big topic, and there's always more to learn and think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And maybe, as you go about your day, just mull over that idea of interconnectedness. What if our small actions really do matter more than we think? What if they ripple out?
Definitely something to consider.